Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here with...
Good morning.
Hey, Robin.
Hey.
Hey. So, Robin's here this morning with us to start the show. Glad to have
I
her...
I might be in and out.
Yeah, glad to have you back. So.
Thank you. Y'all, I know a couple people have been asking. This medicine just makes me really dopey in the morning and stuff. And have somebody who's lived with insomnia for the last 7 to 13 years is kind of nice. So when I give into it, I apologize.
What, give in to sleeping?
Uh-huh. Because when I don't go on with you all, it's just I'm catching up for 13 years of not sleeping.
Insomnia. Well, people have told me, you know, they listen to the first 15 minutes of this show and then they're out. So I don't know if that's true or not, if we're the cure for insomnia here in the morning or not. It's possible, though. And if so, if I'm helping anybody, good, you know?
If I start snoring, don't get mad at me.
I'll wake you up somehow. So, good morning, everybody. This is the Outdoors and Radio Show. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. That's what we talk about, among with other things. So I missed that text, Robin. I'm sorry. So Robin's been texting me here this morning, and you see, we sit here with our separate headphones on, and we can hear each other in the headphones, but there's some stuff we don't necessarily want going out over the air when we communicate with each other.
When I cuss them out, I don't want to say it on the air.
That too. You'd never do that to me, would you, baby?
Not very often.
Not very often, no.
So, but when I do... there's a good reason.
It's memorable, right?
No, it's a good reason for it.
Uh-huh. Okay. I see. Yeah. I guess that's that way with anybody. In a marriage or relationship, sometimes you say things that the other person doesn't agree with. So.
At least you say I never agree with you.
You agree with that statement, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, here we are. It's been an interesting week. Maryland Loves Crabs magazine came from the printer. It's being distributed across Maryland. Here's the unfortunate thing. Yeah, here's the unfortunate thing. I'm wheezing, Robin. Can I get your inhaler here? Toss over here for a minute. Here's the unfortunate thing, though. The machine, bindery is what it's called, that puts covers on the text pages. You know, the covers are slick, and they're printed somewhere else and then shipped into our printer that has the actual press that prints the inside of the magazine. Well, that bindery went down. The shaft went out of the bindery. So wound up getting of our production request. So the magazines went to as many people as possible with as much coverage as we possibly could get. So this coming week, we're assured that we'll have the rest of them out and be distributed. So if you don't see them at your favorite crab shop just yet, you will. Some of the tackle shops have some of the most popular tackle shops here in the shore, at the bridge. Clyde Sports Shop has theirs. So we're getting them out as quickly and as efficiently as we possibly can. So that's that. Same way with Big Ass Fish, also being distributed as rapidly as possible. But unfortunately, that part's true. But the great part is both magazines are available online. Maryland Loves Crabs is mdlovescrabs.com. Big Ass Fish is BIGAZZFISH.com. BigAssFish.com. So, you want to talk a little bit?
About what?
Anything you want. Keep going.
We're still working on a name for the puppy. I haven't been able to get that yet. And I gave my daughter and my husband a list of about 30 names that I liked, and they just kind of didn't like any of them or laughed at me or thought I was nuts. So that didn't work out. So we're still stuck. I like beans a lot.
Beans or bean?
Beans.
Beans. Okay. Beans is a good name. So if you knew what was going on, ladies and gentlemen, right now, in
he
our...
Inhaler at my head.
I got my inhaler because our inhaler because I was wheezing on the air, which I don't like, and I could hear myself in my headphones. And you were a better thrower than me.
Yeah, you're not kidding.
Because I was trying to throw.
Better thrower, better fisher. I know. It's all right.
I'll tell you one thing you're really good at: arguing. You are the best. Gotcha. Hey, look, however, I did get to visit a number of our sponsors this week, and that was fun. I took a lot of time and went in every nook and cranny up at Backyard Billy's, and I found some stuff I want to talk about. So we'll talk about that when it comes time for the show. I don't know if you saw the couple reports that came out this week or last. One was the annual midwinter dredge survey for blue crabs in Maryland. The word that everybody used was encouraging. I don't know. Anyway, we'll talk about encouraging. The number of crabs went up. The only thing that didn't go up were the number of juvenile crabs, which is a pretty good indicator.
We're in trouble.
Yeah. Gary in Dundalk, let's talk to Gary. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, Gary.
Good morning. Speaking of crabs,
hear Gary.
Are there any in the area?
What area are you talking about?
Key Bridge area.
Yeah.
You heard anything?
Yeah. Yeah, they are. There's some crabs. I wouldn't say that they're the biggest and best right now.
Okay.
But you can catch crabs.
They're the most expensive right now.
But the big crabs were here earlier, and then, you know, a lot of them got harvested, and then we had the shed, and now we've got the recovery. And, and what people don't understand, they think that the shed, when it takes place, all the crabs shed at the same time, and they don't.
Right.
It's a protracted process, okay, where they... You know, and then they grow back into the new shell. Of course, they grow size-wise. They can increase by a third, growth-wise. So if you've got a 4-inch crab, it can become a 5-inch crab, you know, in one shed or one molt or whatever you want to call it. But as they grow back in, you know, it's a process and takes time. And then, you know, it's an ongoing thing throughout the summer. Everybody says, oh, the shed's on the full moon or the new moon or whatever it might be. But it's actually a continuing process. It's just ongoing. So the answer to your question is, yes, there are crabs. They're not the biggest. They're not the giant crabs that you get in the fall because, you know, they've had 3 or 4 sheds till they get to the fall. But there are legal, catchable crabs out there. You just got to work for them.
And the best recommended bait for a trapping?
For a trap, okay, if you're using a collapsible trap. There are two...
Open top.
Okay, open top crab trap. It's still collapsible, is it not? Stackable?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Open top crab trap or collapsible trap.
Yes.
Best bait, pick one. There's chicken necks.
Chicken was what I always use.
Which is tough.
Okay.
Bull lips, it's just tougher. The bait that is probably most desirable but also the most expensive is razor clams.
Okay.
Which is what the trot liners use. And you use those by putting them in a bait bag, a clam bag. You've seen these orange mesh bags that come in rolls.
Yes.
And, you tie them off. You put your clams in, you tie them off, and you put them in your trap or on your trot line. There's always eel, too, but eel works more so on a trot line because it ties on the trot line easier onto the snood rather than a pot, but you can certainly use eel if you like. But any kind of bunker too. I mean, any kind of alewife too. I mean, if you want to get a box of frozen alewives, you can use those in a crab trap as well. So there's five choices. Chicken necks, LYs, razor clams, bull lips, and salted eel.
All right, well, thanks for the info. Maybe I'll talk to you later at the show.
Pick one. All right, thank you, buddy.
We got a phone call from Don. He's on the river.
Okay. Morning, Don.
Morning, Don.
Hey, good morning. I'm on the boat here with Kenny.
Yep.
Chris, hey, Kenny.
And me. I can't tell you where we are because we are heading to our secret spot with our secret bait, which is actually just chicken neck. And as far as, I didn't catch everything that the previous caller was talking about, but it's whatever the crabs are biting. You know, sometimes they're biting a lot on the chicken necks, and then we find that if we put some clams, the clams are catching better. We put the clams in his clam bags, and sometimes we even put pieces of chicken necks. When you get down to, if you use a lot of chicken necks and you have a lot of little pieces, put them in a clam bag and tie it off like you would do a couple clams.
Yeah.
So they can save on bait. And when the crabs are really biting on the chicken neck, they'll rake that line very, very quickly. So if you put them in clam bag, it kind of holds that up a little bit. It delays the total consumption.
Right. Okay. Do you use LY at all?
No, we haven't done that. We've used bull lips, clams, and again the chicken neck.
Right. Well, you texted me the other day, said you're doing okay.
Yeah,
in your
okay.
In your secret spot.
In our secret spot, and it's a beautiful morning. The sun is just back coming over the horizon, and it's just another beautiful God-given day.
I am sometimes extremely jealous of you and your ability to be on the lake or river or the bay so quickly. I used to do that when I was younger with Dad, and I miss it.
Yeah.
We had a great time.
Yeah.
We used to have a 26-foot Parker.
Uh-huh.
And it was so nice, and we'd go right off his deck. Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, I guess the ultimate is I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but if you have several kids, grandkids or nephews, whatever, memorable days, they never forget those days when his pop took them on the boat or uncle took them on the boat. They'll talk about that for the rest of their lives.
You know what? I do. I especially talk about my grandfather had a 36-foot Chris Craft, one of the old cabin cruisers, and he and his brother both had one. And every weekend we would go raft up, and to sleep on that boat was like heaven on earth. You slept better than you ever slept when the boat was making the noise and up and down. Oh, it was wonderful.
Well, we're approaching the area of operation for this morning, and it looks like we may have to compete with some other boats that are trying to get that spot.
Oh, I'm shocked.
Let's not be that much of a secret. Let's not be that much of a secret on a holiday weekend.
Well, you just
another thing. I don't want to burn a spot, but we were up across the Key Bridge last night. We looked down toward Fort Carroll, and boy, a lot of boats up there fishing.
Yeah. Yeah. The striped bass are all north of the bridge, as far as we know. Or for the most part, and we're hearing a whole bunch of reports that they're up there, and we're also hearing the reason, whether it's an annual thing or whether or not, but part of the reason, I think, is the invasion of the bottlenose dolphin.
I was going to ask that. That was getting ready to come out of my mouth.
Yeah, we've heard that, too.
Yeah. So as far as the report is, I heard of one captain who had the dolphins playing and jumping over his outrigger boards.
So, wow.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
As they're trolling through the water. All right, buddy. I'll let you go. Enjoy your crabbing and save me a dozen.
Well, Don. Hugs to you.
Take
and
care.
Kenny both.
See you guys and Chris.
Oh, Chris. Sorry, Chris.
Bye. See ya. Bye.
Bye.
All right. Good call. Good call. Good call. Speaking of crabbing, Clyde Sport Shop, I stopped there the other day. Took a look around at the Pasadena-style crab traps. They have the low profile that have the four open sides. You know, when you pull the rope and pull them up, the four sides come up. And they do have the topless crab traps, which do drop the sides down and lay flat on the bottom. Then they've got the trot lines and the supplies, the tarred line, T-A-R-R-E-D line. They have that, which is rare to find. The Loctite number 5 nylon, the snood trot line that's already rigged up for $179.95. And then they have all the accessories for trot lines, too. The bait bags, the floats, the snoods, the cloth and wire crab rings, the cloth and wire crab nets, new baskets and lids. All the accessories, the measures, the tongs, the gloves, the crab mallets, the crab bait, salted eel and chicken necks, aluminum steamers, 20 to 50 quart, and Clyde's custom crab seasoning in the 5-pound bucket. Clyde's Sport Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just up that way, exit number 9. That phone number is 410-242-6108. The website is ClydeSports.com. For all your crabbing supplies, it's Clyde Sports Shop. Fishing to, hunting to, guns and ammo, gunsmithing, rod repair, terminal tackle, lures, rods and reels. 410-242-6108 for Clyde's Sports Shop. I told you I went to Backyard Billy's the other day. Okay? I was looking around, and I couldn't remember the name of that stainless steel grill that we were telling you about last fall, early spring. It's the Memphis, made by Memphis, a company called Memphis. It's stainless steel. It has what's called IntelliBurn technology. These are entirely made of stainless steel. Now, they are a step up from any and everybody's, you know, grill that they have right now in their backyard. This is a pellet grill that has a control panel right on the side. You can set the temperature that you would like to grill or smoke and just let it go. You can set the time, you can set the temperature. The bigger ones are on wheels, so you can move them around, and locking wheels, of course. They have what is called a heat chamber. So when you put the lid down, the pellets come in, they're burned, and then the gases are reburned, which creates a tremendous amount of heat in the heat chamber, and they are perfect for searing, smoking, and even baking. Now, the one I looked at was a model called the Bell Street or Beale Street, B-E-A-L-E Street, powered by Memphis. This one would be the popular one. This one would be the, if there is such a thing, the economy model. It is a front-load, pellet-driven wood-fired grill. And I will tell you something. Take a look at the features of this grill. They are amazing. You can take everything stainless, including the grills. You can pop a couple of those grills out, and you can put in an insert there where you can grill your steak on direct heat. I can't say enough about them. The Bell Street by Memphis, and then the Memphis grill itself with the IntelliBurn technology is really something. Poly Furniture, 10% off. All sheds are 10% off for Memorial Day. And this, man, I saw a cool shed too, Rob. I told you about this. Half shed, half greenhouse. So you got a place to store everything you want. You can sit out there and watch your plants grow. You can. It is a really cool shed, if you want to call it that. Gym sets. I looked at all the gym sets for the kids, you know, with the sliding boards and the swings and all that. I looked at the Adirondack chairs, 300 of them in stock. I looked at all the poly tables and the poly little you know, two topper tables. If you if two people just want to sit there and have a, you know, an adult beverage or have a, you know, pick their crabs or whatever, and they have one with a crab motif. It's beautiful. It's kind of reddish orange and white. Oh, it's really nice. So anyway, you know it to yourself. They'll be open this weekend, Saturday, Sunday, 4 hours, and then open till 2 on Monday at Backyard Billy's. They are located Route 50, Exit 44B, The actual address is 300 Drummer Drive on Kent Island, Maryland. 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. BackyardBillies.com. Open 7 days a week. Make sure you stop by and see all the grills and all the furniture. You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bed Liners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bed liner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your Linex bed liner installed at Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800, 455-0800. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Just the good old boys, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curves, lightening the hills. Someday the mountain might get them, but the law never will. Making their way the only way they know how. Well, that's just a little bit more than the law will allow.
WCBM 680 410-922-6680 is our phone number, and today's the day we give away the fishing tackle, the perch package from High Tide Lures and Tackle Box Tim Sherman. We're giving away the end of the day today, so get your name in there. We've got all the names and numbers of everybody that's entered so far, and we hope that you'll be able to join us in that. Right, Robin? Are you having... Okay. It's all good. It is all good. Somebody asked me what the ages of fish are. Snakeheads, bass, deep sea fish, things like that. I tend to think that the deep sea fish live longer. They caught a world record tautog off of the eastern shore of Virginia. I think it was out of Watchaprig several years ago. Whether that record's been broken or not, but this fish was ginormous, and they seemed to think that that fish was 25 years old, which is, you know, incredible. Now, the only way to really tell is to do the harvest a fish and do the age rings on the ear bone, the otolith. That's how they tell the age of a fish. You know, it's not like a deer where you look at the teeth and be able to tell from which teeth are still, you know, available and how ground down they are and that type of thing. You know, and they can't talk, so you can't say when was your birthday or anything like that. So it's just a guesstimate, but I do remember that the deep sea fish tend to live longer than what we call the, you know, the freshwater game fish, snakeheads and bass and things like that. So, you know, I don't know. One interesting thing about fish, though, that I do know is they continue to grow throughout their lives. They don't get to a certain point and stop. They continue to grow. Do they grow as much in the last 5 years of their life as they do in the first five? No. But they do continue to increase in size, length, and weight. What'd you lose, sweetie? Okay. Oh, she's working on getting the printer up and running. So, there you go. We'll get there. Any callers on the line, Aaron? Okay. Well, all you got to do to get in the contest is call us here, 410-922-6680, 410-WCBM-680. Leave your name and number, first and last name, and your phone number with Aaron, our call screener producer, and go on the air with Robin and I. And you don't have to, you know, launch into any stories or anything like that. All you do is say, hey, I just want to get in the contest, and you're in. Easy peasy. Works just like that. So, got a number of texts we're trying to answer while we're while we're doing all this as well. So, it's pretty nice. So, oh my goodness. Wow. Got it. Interesting. Okay. Let's talk a little bit more about the striped bass situation. And give me, you got to give me a minute to get back to my. I'm just trying to fake it till I make it, as somebody I know likes to say. I'm trying to come up with stuff on the fly because I've been so darn stretched so thin. It's hard to keep up. You know what I mean? So let's see here. There's the blue dredge survey. Okay, I got that. We could use a caller, couldn't we, Robin? Oh, well, we'll see what happens. We got an event coming up in July, but we'll tell you more about that as we get closer. It's nowhere close by. It's up in Western Maryland. The National Deer Association is having their annual event July 15th at the Garrett County Fairgrounds in McHenry. We were there last year. It was a lot of fun. And we'll be measuring some deer and bears and things like that. We had a new bear come in, Ashley Moreland, who is the coordinator for the Maryland National Assembly, I'm sorry, National Archery in the Schools Program, NASP, National Assembly of Schools Program. National Archery in the Schools Program brought her bear from 2022 in and actually made the record book, which was nice, with a 16 and 14 16th inch bear, which was nice. We have another one that came in that was a from DNR, which is another Boone and Crockett size bear, 20 inches plus, that made the Boone and Crockett record book. And these are bears that are found and turned into DNR roadkills that DNR has collected, things like that. And they're all entering the record book for Maryland. Just to let you know, we've got some giant bears out here. So, all right. Let's see. Yeah, dad fishing story. Yes, indeed. By the way, remember that it is Memorial Day weekend, and everybody's having fun and grilling and getting together with friends and family and, you know, hot dogs and hamburgers on the grill. Maybe you're getting some crabs. Maybe you're just getting together for a little family reunion or party or, you know, holiday or whatever it might be with somebody near or far. Maybe you're traveling. Maybe you're, you know, you're right here. But always sometime, just for a minute during this weekend, please remember that we celebrate Memorial Day to honor those who have served in the military and those who gave made the ultimate sacrifice so that we could enjoy our freedoms, so that we can enjoy grilling on our deck, so that we can enjoy going to the grocery store and purchasing the food that we want to purchase, so that we could enjoy our freedoms as outlined by the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, that we have the freedom of speech and the freedom of religion and the freedom of the press and the Second Amendment. And we can enjoy all these things. We can go to the shooting range, if you like, this weekend, because brave men and women have fought and died defending our Constitution, defending our freedom. Take a moment, think about that. Sometime during this weekend, remember someone in your family who has served. Maybe they served in Korea. Maybe they served in Vietnam. Maybe they served in World War II. Maybe they served in the Gulf War. Maybe they served in Afghanistan or Iraq. Maybe they were wounded. Maybe they didn't come home. Maybe they came home through Dover. Maybe they came home unscathed. They were still in the fight to preserve our American way of life and our freedom. It's not the politicians in Washington that preserve that. It's the fighting men and women of our military and our armed services. Can I hear an amen? I hear amens all over the region. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. We have some callers on the line. Ken in Glen Burnie. Good morning, Ken. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I just want to call to enter the contest.
You're in.
All right, sounds great. I appreciate you and Robin. Nice show, as usual, and I watch it. I listen to it whenever I can.
I appreciate it, Ken. Thank you so much. Have a good weekend. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Yep. How about Pete in Catonsville? Morning, Pete. Pete, Catonsville. Okay. Chuck in Dundalk. Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning, Alan.
How are you, sir?
Good morning, Rob. I am terrific this morning. Glad to hear you guys again. I'm up from Florida for a few days, and I used to listen to you guys all the time. I've been gone about 4 years now, but it was nice hearing you guys again, seeing you still kicking.
Oh, yeah. We're here. It'll be 35 years in December.
My goodness. There you go.
How about that, huh?
Excellent.
Yeah, indeed.
Listening to the kids and the grandkids, that one that just graduated as Doctor of Audiology, Rachel.
Wonderful.
Five yesterday. I got a lot going on, so it's a pretty nice weekend here with you guys.
Yep. Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate that.
Good luck to you. Good luck to you both. I'll be here on Wednesday, so I got to hear you at least this time.
Got it. Thank you so much.
All right, guys. Thank you.
You have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks. Yes, sir. How about that? Nice to be gone for a couple of years, come back and tune into the Outdoors and Radio Show. That's really a nice compliment, Robin, So, all right. Let's see. Paul in Severna Park. Good morning, Paul.
Yes, I'm here. I got a few stories about my father. He was a avid fisherman. He could fish 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
And right.
One of the stories relates to a sponsor of yours. And we moved out from the city to the county, northern Anne Arundel County, near Pepsico River and Hammonds Ferry Road.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a big, big idolizer or fan of a store in East Baltimore where he grew up, a big tea store, I'll call it.
I got it.
I don't even know if it's still there. Anyway.
On Eastern Avenue?
Yes, yes.
Tuckerman's?
Tuckerman's, correct.
Yeah, I was there the other day. Tony and Dee are doing great. The store.
Yeah. Anyway.
107 or 108, if I recall.
I think.
And stocked to the gills. Stocked to the gills with fish and tackle. Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
I had a good conversation with Tony and Dee. Gave Dee a hug and Tony a handshake. And it's, everything's good. I mean, like Tony said, they asked him if he liked to fish. And he said he loves fishing tackle more than he loves fishing. How about that?
There we go. Anyway,
yep.
We moved out there, and he would go over there from northern Anne Arundel County, get his fishing gear and stuff. Well, some neighbor told him about a new tackle store that had opened in Lansdowne, not far away. And maybe he'd want to go over and try it. So my father went over there, and it was Clyde's. They had just opened up. And
1957.
Right. And he never went back to Tuckerman's anymore.
Uh-oh. Well, he was a little closer to Clyde's, you know.
Yeah, a lot closer. And then that story. The second story is we used to do winter fishing. And we had rides. We had a 14-foot rowboat. And he'd have the rods out, bamboo rods, and we'd fish for pike and yellow perch. And he'd be watching those very carefully. And he'd drink coffee out of his thermos. And I'd say something to him. And he'd say, "Shush, you'll scare the fish away." I don't know whether it worked or not. Anyway,
a lot of people think that if you talk in the boat, you know, you scare the fish away.
I don't
think that's necessarily true. I think, however, if you drop something on the bottom of the boat and send that vibration down through the water, that the fish can sense that and may be a little wary.
That would make sense. Anyway, the third and last story is we had a 14-foot rowboat, as I said, and we had a 2.5-horsepower motor on it that we used to go down.
That was overpowered.
Mm-hmm. I know. And we'd go down to our local fishing hole in the Severn River. Anyway, one day he came home, and he was really excited. He said, "I'm going to tell you something. I bought a brand-new outboard motor. We're not going to play around anymore." I said, "No kidding." He said, "Yeah." I said, "What horsepower?" He said, "It's 5 horsepower.
Wow, you guys are really stepping up.
I know.
We're not messing around anymore.
That's the idea.
Yeah. Well,
they were my 3 stories that I read.
Wonderful.
You know, and they're memories for me. Yeah. You know.
Absolutely.
And I
Absolutely, buddy.
Your comments that you've made as well. I thought Tuckerman's was a no-no, but it wasn't it. You talked about them, you know.
There are some that are and some that aren't. Tuckerman's is a advertiser in Big As Fish magazine.
Mm-hmm.
That's what took me in there to talk to those folks again. They used to sponsor the show on a long-term basis when we had the old Maryland Sportsman Show back in the day.
We
get along great. So
that's wonderful. That's just wonderful.
Yes, indeed. So.
All right.
Cool. Appreciate it.
Yes, I've been enjoyable. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you so much. You have a wonderful day. Have a great weekend. Let's see. Yep. All right. Let's see. Well, that was that. Let's talk about a couple of our other sponsors. You know, I've had some dealings with Spurry's Tire this week. I kept getting a light, and it kept saying tire pressure sensor failure or something like that, and then the little tire icon would come on and stay on. The light would go out on the warning light would go out, and then the little tire light would stay on. Come to find out that each tire has a sensor, and this sensor is run by a battery, and if that battery expires, then you're going to get that warning light. Mine happens to be going off and on, so I'm getting a little bit of cut, and I said, "Okay, what do we got to do?" He said, "Well, here's the deal. We can replace that easily enough." I said, "Okay," and he gave me a price. And he said, "But if you do all 4 at the same time, because let's face it, the truck has, you know, 220,000 miles on it. It's a 2015. It's got some age on it. It's 8 years old. Obviously, if one's going to go, there's a possibility that the other batteries are going to go. So if we just replace them all at the same time, then the price will be this." Well, that's And I said, what else do we have to do? He said, "Well, you can replace one, you can replace them all, or you can do nothing. And then you just got to keep an eye on the tire pressure." So I thought that was extremely good advice. So our daughter had some tire issues. She was in there yesterday. And I will tell you, great, great compliments to Spurry's Tire Service and the way they were working with Brian. It was real of them. So, high compliments to Spurry's Tire Service, located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 50 in Easton. That's where the locals, yeah, I'm a local, I guess, that's where we get our tire and auto service work done. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as Michelin and Yokohama. Went in there yesterday. There's a tractor trailer getting a new tire on it. There's some lawnmower wheels laying over here. There's when you walk, go in there at 7 o'clock in the morning, 7-8 o'clock in the morning, Brent Jr. is like a maestro in front of the symphony, coordinating this truck, this car. You go to that bay, back up here, park over there, we'll get to you in a second. And the entire crew is working, 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 and love to see it. Any maker, any model, Spurry's Tire Service has any tire for any machine, from your backyard to your barnyard. Tire repair, full-service automotive repair. They'll check and diagnose and repair those, check engine lights or check this light or check that light or whatever when that comes on. 24-hour truck service and more has kept Spurry's customers, including me, satisfied and coming back. That's the main thing, for over 30 years. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires. Call Spurry's Tire Service in Easton, 410-822-7384, 410-822-7384. Hit their website, spurriestire.com. 410-822-7384 for Spurry's Tire Service, and we'll be right back.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range, is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tool. Have your Linex Bedliner installed at Catonsville Linex, just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins, 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's Popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. The Donna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on. The white line is the lifeline to the nation. And men like Will and Sonny make it move. Living like a gypsy, always on the go, doing what they best know how to do. Jamming gears has got to be a fever.
All right, let's talk to Ronald in Baltimore, then Dwayne in Glendark. Good morning, Ronald. How are you?
Good morning, Mr. Allen.
Hey, Ronald.
Doing good. How about yourself?
Hello, hello. I wanted to call and say, I'm up, Alan. You know I'm up.
I know it.
I love listening to the show, and I enjoy you and Miss Robin, and I like to say Happy Memorial Day to you and Miss Robin. And there,
got it.
There go, and like you say, Alan, there goes Stan. Stan the truck driving man.
Mm-hmm. You're right. Well, you know, I don't know if you heard, I think you did, Stan passed away a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, yes, I did. Yes,
okay,
I did.
All right. Well, you know, we
played some music for him. And
yeah, we still like thinking about him and playing some music for him, you know.
Yes, so, when you said it.
Maybe him and Miss Ruth are up there driving trucks.
Oh, I miss her too, Miss Robin. I miss her as well.
Well, I tell you, I love knowing that you're listening in the morning, Ronald. It just makes my day.
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
makes me happy. I love you're always upbeat. You're having up the show, and you make me feel good.
And everything, Alan. Feel good. Feel great all the time, and I enjoy the show, Alan.
All right, Ronald. Appreciate it, buddy.
You have a super day, Ronald. Have
blessed.
A Memorial Day.
All right. Same to y'all, Miss Robin. Okay.
Bye-bye.
All righty. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
Makes me feel good.
He does. He always makes you feel good. Let's talk to Dwayne Glenarm.
Good morning, Dwayne.
Hi, Dwayne.
Hey, Alan. How are you?
Doing good, you?
I am great. I enjoy the show. I love you guys. Put the time into it. Your explanation of why we're celebrating this holiday was awesome. It should be printed and put on a shirt.
I can do that.
We are lucky enough to live close to Loch Raven Reservoir. And as a kid, I fished it with my dad. And as a kid, he fished it. And he has stories of his first catfish he caught at Loch Raven Dam on his bicycle that he'd hooked it to the handlebars and his tail was dragging on the concrete all the way home.
Oh, my gosh, that's funny.
You can picture it, and he's in construction, so rainy days, I knew Dad was taking me fishing. Every time it rained, we get a chance to go fishing, and later in life, I got to fish work with him, so I got very lucky with that.
Nice.
Oh, that's cool.
Nice, nice, nice.
But we
I love memories
open.
Like that.
2003, we fished the open, and it was big waves, 14-foot, little boat, 28-foot Bertram, and we didn't get to the inlet, and my dad and my brother are both throwing up, and another guy, we had like 3 or 6 throwing up before we got past the inlet, and
wow.
We got out there, and I never fished offshore like that, and they put all this, I called them cat toys, the teasers and all this stuff out. And I'm like, if there's a fish dumb enough to get near this. And that year we didn't see any. The following year, 2004, we caught the first white caught on radio. And we got to at least see fish. But it's just really fun. And then he's got a pond in his backyard that the grandbabies still fish in. That we put stuff in and the neighbors sneak over the fence and take it out for us. They're nice enough to steal the fish. But we're very lucky for that.
Yeah, we understand that.
Got it.
Through the trouble to maintain it. But down at Lock Raven, it used to be Sanders Ice Cream Shop right there on whatever, the Lock Raven Drive, I think. He had a event to go to, and we went down early before his bull roast or whatever it was. And, he made a point to get me out fishing, and we hooked this big old bass. And at the time, I didn't know how big it was, with a little teeny Zebco, and it spooled us. And Dad was disappointed. I didn't know any different. And then when he got back from the bull roast, he's like, we're going back to get that fish. And I'm like, what do you mean? They went back and he took his pen, whatever, or Mitchell, it was an old Mitchell something or other.
300 probably.
Yeah, a little. I still have it downstairs. It's a little black thing about the size of a beer can, a little bigger.
Yep.
And he goes back with a treble hook and a half a dozen worms on that thing. And you could see the bass. Back then he loved those purple worms.
Oh, yeah.
See the bass where we were fishing. He got it close to the shore on my little teeny Zebco, and he's like, it's my turn. And we just sat there, and it took about 30 minutes, and he finally got that bass to grab that squid-looking thing of worms. And when we got it on shore, he pulled it out. He took the – got to get our bait back. He got our little purple worm back, and we let that big old fish go. But it was 4 or 5 pounds. It was
That's nice.
Neat a foot. And as a kid, I'm like, you can't put that back. That's our fish. It was cool. It was just
that is cool. Hey, buddy, thank you for sharing. You have a wonderful
awesome.
Weekend.
We love that.
One quick question for everybody else. Best thing for seasick. My son and I are going out the day after Father's Day. Anybody got any ideas? Ginger snaps, obviously. Bone
ginger ale.
Other stuff.
Ginger ale, ginger root, ginger root capsules.
All right, thank you.
And Bonine. B-O-N-I-N-E.
You guys are great.
See you later. Bye-bye.
Everybody, get out, stay safe. Enjoy the holiday. Spend time with some kids and take them fishing.